Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Klayim, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. So we learned, in order for it to have a din of a kerem, you need at least two rows. Two rows, and one has to extend a little bit more than the other one. Shtayim keneged shtayim, the achas yoytze zonav. Our Mishnah asks the following shayla. What is the din of hanateya shura achas betoich shaloi? Someone plants a single row of vines in his own property. V'shura achas betoich shal chaveiroi. And there's already a single row of vines that has been planted in his chaver's field. And the Batanur reminds us that it's a kerem. One of them is longer than the other one. Let's say in one row there are two, in the other one there are three. So it looks like a kerem, but they're not all in the same property. V'derech ha-yachid, v'derech ha-rabim be'emtza. Derech ha-yachid means there's a private way. Derech ha-rabim. There's a road for the rabbim, although the Mefarshim explain it's less than 8 amos wide, and that passes between the two rows. Why do we say it has to be less than 8 amos wide? Because in the next Mishnah, we're going to learn that if you have 8 amos between the two rows, it's not a kerem, you can't connect it. Or there's a fence, a geder, namach, that is lower, that is less than miyasara tvachim, 10 tvachim high. If it was 10 tvachim high, it's a mechitza. But this is not a mechitza. Zok the Mishnah Re'ilum, it's starfish. We're going to say this is a kerem. We're going to combine these two rows. Being the lemaisa, you don't have an area 8 amis in between. You don't have a geder that's called a geder. And although they belong to different people, we still say it's called a kerem. And because it's called a kerem, you would have to distance planting from there at least 4 amos. However, Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Gevaya Me'asara Tvachim, if the fence between the two shuras is more than 10 Tvachim high, Eina Mistarvis. Then we don't combine the two rows to form a kerem, like we learned earlier. 10 Tvachim high wall is a good mechitza. Rabbi Huda says, wait, you have to see. Im Ersan Mol Maila, if they're like mixed together, intertwined, above the fence. In other words, explains about Tanura, he raised the ends of the vines over the top of the fence. Now they're like tzimish, they're mixed together. That's what v'irsan means. We'll learn later the halachis of an aris, where the vines are mixed together. Then even though the fence is higher than 10 tefachim, mitzdarfais, we combine the two rows on both sides of the fence, and we do consider this a keren. So, chazing over a Mishnah, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, if someone plants one row on his property, but that's alongside another row, which is in his friend's property. There is a Derech HaYachid, a private path, or a public path in the middle, which is less than 8 amos. Because if it was wide 8 amos, then you don't connect the two. Or there's a fence that's lower than 10 tefachim, so we do connect the two rows. It becomes a kerem, and if you would have to distance any other plant 4 amos. If the wall is higher than 10 tefachim, Tosfos Yom Tov says it means even 10 tefachim and higher, we don't connect the two. Rabbi Yehuda says if they're intertwined on top, and even though the wall is higher than 10 tefachim, they're still considered connected.